Igniting Souls audio blog with your host, Carrie Oberbrunner. Episode 11, You Are a Soul and You Have a Story. This episode's brought to you by Igniting Souls Conference. Spend 2 days with us and the Igniting Souls Tribe, November 14th and 15th in Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be amazing. You're going to discover who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. Use the code IGNITER100, all caps, at checkout and save today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hope you're doing well. This is going to be an episode that is going to push you a little bit, as they all do. This episode's called You Are a Soul and You Have a Story, and I want to start with a quote by Stephen King. He says, "Sometimes stories cry out to be told in such loud voices that you write them down just to shut them up." You think in stories, and so do I. Now, guys and gals, from the earliest times, we've retold our history through the spoken word. This is kind of called the oral tradition. This is how we really understood our history, through the spoken word, not the written one. Writing came much later. Now, born into a story, you're naturally an expert storyteller, whether you realize it or not. Let me explain. Your storytelling began with your first breath, and it won't stop until your heart does. Now, as a child, you told yourself stories when you heard a noise at night. Now, I'm a father of three kids, so I totally identify with this. My kids tell me stories like, you know, "I see glowing eyes in my closet," or "something's under my bed," or maybe even this classic one, "a monster wants to eat me." Now, as parents or guardians, or maybe you don't have kids, but your parent or guardian, they told you other stories to calm you down. They said things like, "There's no such thing as monsters," "It was just the wind," or maybe even, "I will protect you." Now, your knack for storytelling sticks with you well into adulthood. Look, we all tell ourselves conscious and unconscious stories throughout the day. Maybe we tell ourselves stories about why they didn't have it in stock, or why the waitress seemed rude, or maybe why our client came early, or why the mail came late. Despite our love for stories, I've realized that most of us forget we are a soul and that we have a story. I've coached hundreds of clients, and I've discovered that we respond to our own story one of three ways. And since we only have a 10-minute podcast, I got to go through this quick, so hang tight. Number one, a lot of us defer our story. The majority of people postpone it for another day. Their motive? They believe their indecision has its advantages, because choosing a side requires risk and work. And this reminds me of a scene from The Matrix 1. Neo is about to meet the Oracle, this woman, and she's going to tell him if he's the one. Now, if he is the one, he's responsible for saving the world, a pretty big job. But if he's not the one, then he's off the hook. So let's jump in. The Oracle says, "Do you think you're the one?" Neo says, "Honestly, I don't know." Neo refuses to take a position or exert any action. Sounds familiar. He feels comfortable by deferring and making others do the tough work for him. However, the Oracle refused to play his game. She made him pick a side. The Oracle says, "Okay, now I'm supposed to say, that's interesting. But then you say, but what? But you already know what I'm going to tell you." Neo says, "I'm not the one." The Oracle says, "Sorry, kid, you got the gift, but it looks like you're waiting for something." Neo says, "What?" And the Oracle says, "Your next life, maybe, who knows? That's the way these things go. The Oracle simply acted like a mirror. She reflected Neo's unbelief right back at him. I love it. She didn't let him get off the hook. She never said he wasn't the one, but she let him know that he was waiting for something. Now, putting off your story doesn't solve your problem. It only prolongs your pain. And maybe you've been waiting. Maybe you've been waiting for other people to come up to you and tell you what your story is. You haven't been willing to do the tough work like Neo. I want to challenge you to not be like this first group who defers their story. Let's go to the second group, the people who destroy their story. Look, live long enough and you realize it's simpler to break something than to build it, including yourself. We can look around and through sports, entertainment, music, every week it looks like somebody else is destroying their story through negative actions. We saw this in sports with Brett Favre, entertainment with Lindsay Lohan, and music with Kurt Cobain. I don't have tons of time today, but I'm going to jump in and talk to you about Kurt Cobain. He was obviously one of the Gen X flagship bands. In fact, Rolling Stones identified him as the spokesman of a generation. They sold over 50 million albums. Few bands ever reached such a high popularity or success. But instead of enjoying his story, Cobain destroyed it. On April 8, 1994, at age 27, Cobain was found dead at his home in Seattle. It was officially ruled as a suicide from a self-inflicted shotgun wound to the head. His suicide letter invites us into his story. I'm only going to touch on a few points. He says, "I haven't felt the excitement of listening to as well as creating music, along with reading and writing for way too many years. I feel guilty beyond words about these things. When the lights go off backstage and the manic roar of the crowd begins, it doesn't affect me the way it did." For Freddie Mercury, who seemed to love and relish it with love and adoration. He continues on, "Sometimes I feel as if I should have to punch in a time clock before I walk out on stage. I've tried everything within my power to appreciate it. I need to be slightly numb in order to regain the enthusiasm I once had as a child. I don't have the passion anymore. And so remember, it's better to burn out than to fade away. Peace, love, empathy. Kurt Cobain." Now, is Kurt just a troubled soul? Maybe. But I don't think Cobain is much different than the majority of people. He may have pulled the trigger, but how many of us are dead already? So let me ask, what's better, to die instantly or to die slowly throughout your life? Putting down your story doesn't help your cause. It only hurts your legacy. Now, guys and gals, I know that designing your story is the single most important thing you can do. We've talked about the two negative things, and for time's sake, I'm gonna actually do an immediate next episode because I don't wanna miss out on this point. I wanna share with you how you can design your story and why it's so essential. So, guys and gals, thanks for tuning in. In this episode, I talked about the two negative ways that you can respond to your story, deferring it and destroying it. And in the next episode, we'll talk about designing your story and why that is essential to become a soul on fire. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe in iTunes. If you can, leave a review. Let me know your thoughts. This helps us reach more people as well and share the good message with them. I'm Cary Oberbrunner. Thanks for listening. And remember, as Ferdinand Foch says, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.